Ladies and gentlemen, please be outstanding for the arrival of the Mayor of the City of Melbourne, Councillor Bob Turner, and the Chief of Police to tell the story.
Good evening, everyone. Governing Prayer and Reconciliation Statement. Almighty God, we humbly beseech thee to vouchsafe thy blessings upon this council. Direct and prosper its deliberations to the advancement of thy glory and the welfare of thy people whom we serve. Amen.
Amen.
Melbourne City Council acknowledges that land it now occupies has a history that began with the Indigenous occupants of the Kulin Nation. Council pays its respect to the Kulin Nation people, their elders and descendants, past and present. Thank you. Please be seated. Apologies and leave of absence.
No apologies or requests for leave of absence this evening, Mr. Mayor.
Changes to the order of business.
Mr. Mayor.
Councillor Ramsey.
I rise to move 18.13 and 14 together, or move a procedural motion to move those items together. With councillors speaking up to 3 minutes on both items, and the mayor up to five.
Thank you. Moved by Councillor Ramsey. Do I have a seconder for the motion?
Happy to second that, Mr. Mayor.
Moved by Councillor Ramsey, seconded by Councillor Medlick. All those in favour of the motion? I declare the motion carried. Deputations?
No deputations, Mr. Mayor.
Declaration of any pecuniary interest, other interest, or conflict of interest of any councillor.
Yes, Mr. Mayor. I wish to move a procedural motion later in tonight's meeting at item 19.1 of the agenda in confidential landfill VCAT matter for reason of conflicting personal interest. Thanks, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Bushy. Just any other councillor?
Yeah, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to, so I've got a conflict of interest for 1217. I have an indirect conflict of interest by way of conflicting duties, section 78B. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor DeSantis. Item number six, adoption and confirmation of minutes of previous meetings.
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to move that the minutes of the ordinary meeting of Council held on the 5th of February 2018 be confirmed as a true and correct record.
Thank you, Councillor Medlick. Moved by Councillor Medlick.
I'd like to second that, Mr. Mayor.
Seconded by Councillor Ramsey. Does any councillor oppose the motion? All those in favour of the motion? I declare the motion carried. Item number seven, record of Assembly of Councillors.
Yes, Mr. Mayor. That the record of Assembly of Councillors dated the 5th of February, the 12th of February, the 19th of February, 26th of February 2018, attached to this appendix, to this agenda, be received and noted.
Thank you, Councillor Bushy. Moved by Councillor Bushy to have a second.
I would like to second.
Moved by Councillor Bushy, seconded by Councillor Kesich. Does any councillor oppose the motion? All those in favour of the motion? I declare the motion carried. Item number eight on the agenda, inward correspondence.
No, Mr. Mayor.
Item number nine, petitions and joint letters.
Again, no, Mr. Mayor.
Item number 10, resumption of debate or other business carried over from a previous meeting.
And again, no, Mr. Mayor.
Item number 11, public question time.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. We have some questions this evening, and the first of those is from Mr. Simon Camilleri. Is Mr. Camilleri in the gallery? Yes. So that reads, why is sporting clubs within the City of Melton struggling to function properly and unable to keep players due to lack of or inadequate ground space? What short and long-term plans are going to be implemented to resolve this issue? Sporting codes, sharing ground facilities, clearly does not work. And the response to this question will be provided by Mr. Murray Heaney, General Manager, Community Services.
Thanks, Simon. We'll split your question into two parts, if you like, so hopefully it's a bit easier to understand the officer's response. I suppose a statement about whether sporting clubs are functioning properly. We have many examples where sporting clubs function very well with shared facilities. I do acknowledge, though, that there is a lack of grounds in the growth areas, specifically in the east, but I think you'll find as we're planning for the new growth areas that pressure will be released. But that will take some time, and we have new grounds in some of the new development areas ready to hand over as we from a time very shortly. In relation to, I think you talked about sporting codes and sharing, I think it's something this council is very strong on, about shared use of facilities, and especially in recreation. One is due to the number of sporting clubs that we have in the municipality, is in excess of probably 130 sporting codes or clubs, and very large number of participation that related to those sporting clubs or codes. We have a process where we advertise for those quite openly every season, whether that's winter or summer, and those sporting clubs have the opportunity to provide their allocation needs for that next coming season, most likely, or 12 months, depending what they are, as do the community groups at the same time. So I think on the issue of the sharing grounds, that will always be there, and that's always measured at a point of time, whatever season that is. I think in this case of this question relates, I think, to the Brookside open space. Yep. And hopefully that will resolve in the very near future with another four, in this discussion, another four soccer fields being provided probably in the next 10 to 12 months in one of the new growth areas in the east. And that hopefully will relieve some of the pressure for you. I must say also that this council has been very supportive on providing capital allocations to remodify existing facilities to meet sporting demands, and specifically around women in sport. And we've seen a dramatic increase in that over the past 18 months or 2 years. And we continue to want to see an increase in that. So council has allocated already up to $1.2 million to deal with that over the next 2 years on a priority basis. But it's all expenditure, it's all capital investment, and a lot of that is renewal. Thanks, Simon.
The next question is from Mr. David O'Connor, and Mr. O'Connor's in the gallery. First question from David reads, the Andrews Labor government has committed to assist councils and industry affected by China's decision to stop the import of low-quality, mixed recyclable materials. It is understood that the $13 million support package will provide a 4-month short-term reprieve to a global problem. According to the Honourable Lily D'Ambrosio, MP, this will provide an opportunity to reset to more realistic prices for the collection and processing of recyclable or recycled waste. What impact does Council anticipate China's decision will have on our municipality, and does Council expect curbside collection levy to increase as part of the long-term solution? Mr. Luke Shannon, General Manager, Planning and Development, will provide a response.
Thank you, David, for your question. As you rightly point out, the recycling industry, particularly in Australia, is going through a fair bit of change and turmoil to some extent. Council currently has a contract with Visy Recycling to collect or to receive its curbside collection. So your yellow bin goes to Visy each fortnight. And in fact, council, under the terms of that contract, receives an income from that stream over the life of the contract. The contract is actually due to expire at the end of June next year, so in another 16 or 17 months, at which point we'll need to re-tender for the receipt of those materials in the lead-up to that. So we actually don't know yet what the financial implications may be. I have, in the last week to 10 days, met with a director from Visy to discuss the next 16 months, and they're trying to manage their exposure in the recycling market at the moment. So that's still got a little way to play out and some negotiating to occur. So I think it's a little bit early at this stage, as I said, to truly understand what financial implications that might be. The state and certainly the federal government have a significant leadership role to play in this issue, because it's much bigger than the city of Melton. And we're working closely with the Metropolitan Waste Group, which is a group, state government group that covers the Melbourne metro area, to ensure that the market, as best we can influence it, is maintained, and that the financial impacts on council are as minimal as possible. Thank you.
Next question is also from Mr. O'Connor, and it reads, in 2015, Melton City Council established a Corella Working Group to investigate future Corella management within the city and to develop a plan for future roosting seasons. It's understood that the working group investigated Corella management practices across Victoria and South Australia, which helped to develop a good understanding of roosting behaviour in localised areas such as Diggers Rest. Given the current roosting season has again attracted large numbers of Corellas to Diggers Rest, what measures, if any, are being considered by council to help alleviate economic loss and environmental degradation during future roosting seasons? And again, Luke Shannon will provide the response.
Thank you, David. That's an extremely difficult issue, so I'll do my best to try and encapsulate what actions council can and has taken, which is somewhat limited, I must say. The issue of corellas, firstly, the corella is actually a protected bird, so there are strict controls over in terms of how that might be managed. There's been various suggestions from residents in Diggers Rest over time as to how that might be managed, the issue of or the influx of corellas. Council has in recent years undertaken some trimming of particular species of trees within the township because they're attracted to a certain type of tree. There has been some suggestion to council that all those types of trees be removed from the municipality, but that's probably unrealistic because there's actually 2,500 of that tree species throughout our whole municipality. So we're investigating at the moment, focusing in on particular areas or streets within Diggers Rest and seeing how we may manage those trees in a reasonable way without denuding the landscape. It's also been suggested in previous times that council should use scare guns and the like, but that's really not an option in an urban environment, and even were we to go down that path, it would only have short-term benefit, but in a residential area, it's not really a practical solution. So I guess in summary, whilst there's some things we can do, this is an issue that spreads across the state. It's not peculiar to Melton or Diggers Rest, and the birds obviously don't respect municipal boundaries. It's just on their flight path. We'll continue to do what we can, but the reality is there'll always be issues of corellas, and we certainly have them in the Melton Township and in other places in this region. Thank you.
The next question is from Mola Dunn, and her question forms two parts. So her part one is, on the 18th of October 2017, the state government stated it will ban single-use lightweight plastic shopping bags in Victoria. At the August 22nd council meeting in 2016, motion 427 sought to promote the municipality as a plastic bag free area. What has the council done to support this motion, including issues raised within the motion and in light of what the present state government has released, specifically the authority to officers to further investigate the reduction of the use of plastic bags within the city of Melton, working towards the ultimate objective of being a plastic bag free area? So Luke Shannon to respond to that first element.
Thank you, Nola, for your question. There's a couple of things that Council's done since the resolution that you refer to in 2016. Most recently, and as you point out in your question, the state government has actually flagged their intention to ban plastic bags throughout the state, and I think that's ideally where that situation would be resolved rather than at a municipal level. It's more a statewide issue. However, Council does have a motion or a resolution on the books. Council, in fact, responded last year to a discussion paper put forward by the state government regarding their proposition, and we supported their proposition consistent with Council's resolution. At a more local level, we have been looking at implementing opportunities, particularly through our local festivals, to minimise the use of and eventually eradicate the use of single-use plastic bags. That will take some time. I would suspect that in the foreseeable future, this event will be overtaken by state legislation, which will actually have a comprehensive response statewide to dealing with this issue. Thank you.
The second part of the question is, can I please have an update on the status of the investigation into the improved use of the Willows and the status of the Diggers Rest Hotel? So Luke Shannon will respond with regard to the Diggers Rest Hotel and Maurie Heaney in relation to the use of the Willows. So Luke, firstly.
Thank you, Nola. You'll recall that the Diggers Rest Hotel was unfortunately burnt down around about 10 years ago, but the bluestone ruins of the main building actually still stand. And it's a fairly significant building in the context of the municipality and Diggers Rest particularly. Pleasingly, we have currently got before us, or Council does, a planning permit application to develop the Diggers Rest Hotel site. So it's not only the hotel, but there's land surrounding it, of course, for effectively a hotel, motel type development with associated activities, and that would include the restoration of the hotel, the main building itself. So we're certainly hopeful that that will be able to proceed and enable the restoration of the building and reactivation of that key site, which is a gateway into the Diggers Rest Township. Thank you.
And Mr. Heaney, in relation to the Willows?
Thank you, Nola. Again, you'll be very well aware of this issue on the Willows, and it was a resolved position of the Council to open the Willows, if you like, probably about 18 months or 2 years ago, and with another report to come back to Council 12 months after that date, which a report was presented to Council 12 months later with somewhat a fair bit of activation, but not a lot, so the Council determined to revisit that again and come back in a further 12 months, which the Council will get a further update. I think it's about another 5 or 6 months on where we're at. And activating the Willows to complement what is there at the moment, and we have our Vietnam vet friends, which are in the gallery, that have been well accommodated there, and Council has supported that. And men's shed activities, but also to open those gates for the community to have access to that hidden gem, I think were the words, Nola, that you used to use. There's still further work to do in relation to the Historical Society and promoting the homestead as such in that. That's not easy work, but it's still on the agenda to be discussed. Thank you.
And the next question is from Robert Nielsen, and Mr. Nielsen's in the gallery. He reads, could you please confirm that people posting advertising on traffic lights are advised not to do so? And how often does Council remove them? So Luke Shannon will respond.
Thank you, Bob, for your question. It is indeed not lawful to post notices on traffic light poles, I think you're referring to. Unfortunately, it does occur quite often. A lot of those traffic light poles are actually on main roads controlled by VicRoads, although some of them are on local roads. A main road, for example, might be the Melton Highway and Hillside. Council officers do remove those signs when we see them or when we're alerted to it by a member of the public. Thank you.
And the second question from Mr. Nelson is, can Council do anything about improving the wait time on the telephone, as a wait of from 10 to 20 minutes is not acceptable? Please advise what action would be taken to address the problem. And Peter Bean, General Manager of Corporate Services, will respond.
Thanks for the question, Bob. Council is currently reviewing its entire customer service unit operations, including inbound call handling and over-the-counter services. It's to ensure our service is obviously as efficient as it can be and meeting the expectations of our community. Through this process, though, we do expect a number of recommendations will arise that will hopefully improve the way we operate. To address your question more specifically, we certainly understand that waiting times can be relatively long from time to time. The wait time depends on a number of factors, including staffing level variations, number of calls being received simultaneously, the nature and length of the calls being concurrently managed, and whether or not the calls coincide with peak demand times, such as rates periods, animal registration, renewals, those sorts of things. We do measure customer satisfaction regularly to try to get the balance right. And in terms of, I guess, what you would call the big picture, a survey last November of 585 residents showed that 82% of respondents said that they believed the call wait time was of an acceptable standard. In actual fact, in 40% of those cases, they actually said that the call wait time was faster than what they anticipated. In terms of the overall call experience, 93% of respondents said that the CSU service was an acceptable standard, and in 67% of those cases, the council did exceed their expectations of how the call centre met their overall needs. So that's not only the call wait time, that's actually the whole experience of how the CSU staff dealt with their issue. Fundamentally, while we do acknowledge that a certain percentage of calls are made to wait longer than what I would consider reasonable on balance, council is currently providing what it deems to be an appropriately high level of service, meeting or exceeding community expectations, but we are still continuing on with our service level review, which we do anticipate will present new opportunities and new horizons for our staff and obviously the community as well. Thank you.
Follow-up questions, quickly?
Over a 2-year period, this has been a constant thing that's been happening. But a lot of people have been saying, we understand, like, you know, in terms of perception, and they get busy as a counter as well, but it's not something that's improving.
I understand where you're coming from, but there is a review in place just now.
The next question is from a group called Food is Free. So I don't know if there's anybody here representing that group. I suspect they've just filled out the wrong form on the website and they've submitted as a council meeting question rather than a question to council. It's about a review of our Nature Strip policy to allow people to grow vegetables on the Nature Strip that people can take for free. And we're currently reviewing the Nature Strip policy, and that will be considered as part of the review. And that's the completion, Mr. Mayor, of public questions.
Thank you, Mr. Toy.
One question. I don't believe what this was.
Well, I think we've moved on a bit far from there now. We can discuss it later on out of this meeting. Okay? Thank you. Presentation of staff reports, 12.1.
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to move the following items in block and accept officers' recommendations as per the reports on item reports 12.1, 12.2, 12.6, 12.8 and 12.9.
Thank you, Councillor Miller. Do you have a seconder?
Can I recognise Mr. Mayor?
Councillor Ramsey.
Thank you. I'd like to second that, please.
Second, moved by Councillor Medlick, seconded by Councillor Ramsey. Is there any Councillor opposed? All those in favour? I declare the motion carried. Staff report 12.3, response notes, motion 497, Sugar Gum Estate footpaths, curb and underground drainage. Mr. Shannon.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Council will recall that at its meeting of the 21st of August, Council resolved via Notice of Motion 497 that Council officers prepare a report for the area known as the Sugar Gum Estate, outlining 1) the cost of funding options to undertake full curb and channel construction, 2) the history and average rate details for properties within the estate. The history of the Sugar Gum Estate Councillors dates back to 1987 when the property was subdivided. It was effectively a rural residential subdivision right on the edge of suburbia, if you liked. It was paddocks to the west of the Sugar Gum Estate. And it was developed to a rural residential standard with open drains, no curb and channel, no footpaths and septic tanks, so there was no, was and is no reticulated sewage system. Since the subdivision occurred in 1987, a lot's obviously changed, and suburbia has, in essence, jumped over the top of the sugar gum estate, and it's now surrounded by conventional residential style lots of, you know, 600, 700, 800 square metre style allotments that have the full array of urban type services that you would expect. The residents who bought into the sugar gum estate at that time obviously knew what they were buying, and their purchase price was reflected in the fact that there was limited infrastructure available to the subdivision, acknowledging that the roads servicing the estate were sealed at the time. If I can refer councillors to the map on page 38, it provides a high-level overview of the road network within the estate, and you'll see from the network that it's quite an enclosed estate. There's a lot of court bowls and the like. It's actually only Baronia Drive, which sweeps to the rear of the estate and then ultimately up to Beaches Road. And the effect of the road network is such that whilst there may be some through traffic, the majority of traffic is actually local traffic. One other point in terms of history, councillors, is that in 2006, council considered imposing a special charge on the owners within the estate, and that would be a charge that would be distributed in a fair and equitable way across the owners to have them pay for curb and channel and footpaths of the whole estate. That met with significant opposition at the time, and council abandoned that scheme, so that's 12 years ago. The report sets out on page 35 five options in terms of infrastructure that council could provide if it wishes to pursue this matter in one form or another. The first three options are on a sliding scale of minimal works through to extensive works throughout each of the streets within the estate. And you can see from the cost of those works, it would range between somewhere in the order of $1.7 million for just simply doing curb and channel throughout all the streets, right through to $10.2 million to have footpaths and curb and channel and underground drainage right through the estate. So that's obviously a significant amount of work. Option four and five relate to the two key roads within the estate. And if you refer back to the plan on page one, on page 38, you'll see that Sugar Gum Drive and Baronia Drive are the substantial roads within the estate, the rest being simply court bowls. And the cost of those works outlined in the table would be between $3.5 million and $5.5 million. Mr. Mayor, the resolution also sought for details regarding rate costs and the details of property values within the estate, and that's set out on the table on page 36. There are 165 properties within the estate. In summary, Mr. Mayor, the report's put forward for council to note. There's no recommendation that council proceed with works. Obviously, if council is committed to undertaking some works, that would need to be considered as part of a budget process in the future. And I'd certainly be happy to answer any questions in terms of whether there's, from an officer point of view, seen as being a need for the works. So I present the report as provided. Thanks, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Shine. Item 12.3. Do I have a mover for the motion?
Yes, Mr. Mayor, I'd like to move that council note the cost of the construction of footpath, curb and channel and drainage works within the Sugar Gum Drive and Baronia Drive as described in officer's report and include option 4 within the capital works program within the next 5 years over a 2-year period.
That's an alteration to the motion.
The recommendation.
That's the motion that I'm putting forward, yes, Mr. Mayor.
So you're an alteration to the recommendation. Do I have a seconder to the alteration?
Happy to second that, Mr. Mayor.
Councillor Bushy. Moved by Councillor Merlick, seconded by Councillor Bushy. Does any councillor oppose the alteration? Councillor Ramsey?
Next 5 years.
Okay, we're going to debate. Councillor Merlick.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Mr. Mayor, this is a 31-year-old area, and I know that they purchased when it was rural with the swales and whatnot. However, the urbanisation that has happened and has occurred in that area or around that area has been significant. We've also activated an area in Boronia Drive, the Dog Off-Leash Park, as well as the Dog Obedience Park, and potentially looking at some space for some sporting grounds, if you'd like to call it that. I believe that this area deserves to at least be given a chance to be put into the next 5 years Capital Works program, and that's what I'm advocating for. I'm looking at the amount of rates that this area has been contributing to our budget, and it's almost $1 million for 165 properties. So I think that it's fair to say that they well deserve an area and a space, a safe space for children to be walking on footpaths, as well as families with prams, and keep them off the road, because at the moment they are walking on the road, and I think that's not safe. And I believe that it's at least let it go on the next 5 years Capital Works program. And as councillors know, on the Capital Works program, it always comes up for debate for council deliberation. So that's what I'm asking for, Mr. Mayor. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Medlick. Councillor Ramsey.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. We've just spent a Saturday debating the budget, and not one word has been brought up about option four being an alternative resolution. I'm getting to the
point. Sorry, Mr. Mayor, point of order. This is not an alternate resolution. This is actually accepting officer's recommendation. They're recommending option four in the report. If Councillor Ramsey would like to read the report fully,
the recommendation does not state that.
It's not an alternate, Mr. Mayor.
The recommendation is to note the report.
The report
is an addition. It's in the report, but the recommendation is to note the report, not to take an action, as you're saying at this stage. Councillor Ramsey.
I am, as a councillor, not given the respect to know what councillors are thinking or dreaming, and they want to drop a bomb on us with 30 seconds whilst we've been deliberating for we've discussed the notices of motion, we've just discussed the agenda, we continue to do it, we try to be open and transparent with our fellow councillors, and time again, politics comes to play and it gets dropped on us at the last minute. There are lots of footpaths. I can think of Karanjang, I can think of a number of them that don't have proper footpaths and stuff along that line. They were offered a scheme and they didn't want to pay for it. Some of the properties are valued at $2 million, but they didn't want to pay for it. So at the end of the day, they bought the land, they knew what they were buying, and please, can councillors pay me the respects not to interject? Councillor Carley, thank you. They paid a price. They paid with the services that were there, and those services weren't there. So at the end of the day, when I bought my block, I had to pay for my curb and channelling and my footpaths and my roads. So everybody deserves the same respect. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Councillor Lucy, do you need to say? Nice point, thanks. Councillor Hardy.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Mayor. In response, right, there's a couple of points I need to make. In order to put it into a five-year plan, noting that the state government requires us to have a 10-year budget plan, actually puts a marker on the budget. It actually deems that to be done in a five-year, not to be debated, because it goes into the forward estimates. So we'd have to have really an articulation, a narrative, that what our budget is going to look like in 5 years' time before we start there. Because there's a lot of other things to come online, like swimming pools and other things. But as Councillor Ramsey also stated, that there are other roads within the municipality that are requiring similar, and we're not visiting that. Also stated by Councillor Ramsley that those that have been in Melton for an extensive period of time did pay for roads curbs, channeling, and everything else that went through it, including myself. So I'd like to put this back to councillors, that they review this position in line with, if there is a difficulty with the safety for children on footpaths, definitely, but separate that away from curb and channelling, because curb and channelling is not part of the paving. And then we can have a look at other issues down the track. And the same with other areas that we'll visit, definitely, a Thrice Lane, or let's say an Outlook Drive or Outlook Ride and whatever, things that have been on the books for I don't know how many years, but certainly have been extensively looked at over the many years and probably will be looked into the future. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Councillor Miller. You finished. Okay.
Sorry. I'm not finished, but there's other councillors.
Okay, does any other councillor wish to speak?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Mr. Mayor, I think if many of our councillors actually took the time and went out to Sugar Gum Estate, they'd actually see that the property is there and the roads and know what they're actually speaking about. In regards to Councillor Hardy saying that when something's put in the budget for 5 years, it's locked in, well, we know that that's not the case. There has been works in budgets that get pushed out further and further. I mean, there's nothing that's locked in. This is just basically Councillor Malik showing our residents that we care, that we have listened to their concerns, because if you look on page one, there's been a number of, just at the bottom, there's been numerous requests from residents of the Sugar Gum Estate for the installation of footpaths, curbs and channel and underground drainage. These residents do deserve this. I do not support a special charge scheme when you have residents who are paying rates, an average $4,570 for property. I think they're paying way more than that in the highest $7,536. We're speaking about 165 properties that have contributed to, I believe, over $1 million of our rates. I think they do deserve this.
Wish to speak? You had your chance, Councillor Bushy.
Mr. Mayor, just short. Thank you very much. If I had to pay and the rest of the residents for these services, I believe that everyone should pay for these services. Thank you.
Thank you. Does any other councillor wish to speak? Councillor Mallard.
Mr. Mayor, the examples given to me are, I'm trying to use the correct word here by being politically correct. People have purchased into this land knowing what they are purchasing into, I've been told, and that if we purchase land, that it's fair that everybody else, if we've bought curb and channel and roading, everyone else should. But how many times, Mr. Mayor, have we actually sealed a road? People that are on unsealed roads buy, well, fully well knowing that they're on an unsealed road. However, we then go out and seal it if there's issues. I don't see this as anything different. These people don't have footpaths, and what I'm advocating for my area, for what I've been elected to do, is to put footpaths so the kids and the families can walk safely. Now, Councillor Ramsay mentions that there's heaps of them in Melton. Well, you've been on council for how many years, Councillor Ramsay? Put it through. Put it through, Mr. Mayor. There is nothing that stops councillors from...
Please sit down, Councillor Ramsay.
Point of order.
Sit down, Councillor Ramsay, please. Now.
Don't you have to...
Please sit down. Councillor Millett, finish.
There is nothing to stop any councillor from advocating for their area, whether they need footpaths, whether they need drainage, whether they need sealed roads. There is nothing to stop a councillor from doing that. We've had these papers well before the budget. These papers were distributed well before the budget with the purpose of the report and the recommendation. Not once has any councillor, actually, no, I do say, a couple of councillors rang me up and said, what are your thoughts, Cathy? But the councillors that are complaining that was thrown on them, they actually never gave me a call and said, Cathy, what do you think? Councillor Maidlick, what do you think? We had these papers well before budget. We knew this item was going to come up, and all I'm doing is advocating for my residents, which is what I've been elected to do. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Councillor Ramsay.
The point of order was, Councillor Madelick actually had a direct shot at myself, so I would like an apology, please.
Councillor Madelick, did you have a direct shot?
Mr. Mayor, I don't see that I had a direct shot. I was actually commenting on the comments that she made, saying that there's a lot of areas there, in her area. Hang on, no, Councillor
Mr. Mayor.
Councillor Ramsey.
That wasn't for her to have another moment to speak.
Okay, let's move on. Moved by Councillor Madelick, seconded by Councillor Debussy. All those in favour of the motion? Motion. All those against, I declare the motion
carried. Mr. Mayor, I'd like to call a division.
Division called. All those in favour of the motion? Councillor Madelick, Councillor Bushy, Councillor Carley, Councillor DeSantis. All those against the motion? Councillor Ramsey, Councillor Mendez, Councillor Hardy, Councillor Kesich, Councillor Turner. I declare the motion defeated. Back to the original motion, 12.3. No? We don't have to.
You can now see if there's any further motions on this item, because somebody could move the recommendation.
Okay, does anyone wish to move the recommendation on 12.3?
I'm happy to move that, Mr. Mayor.
As is.
I'm happy to second that, Mr. Mayor.
Moved by Councillor Major, seconded by Councillor Hardy. All those in favour of the motion? I declare the motion passed.
May I speak on the matter too, Mr. Mayor?
I think we've talked enough.
Just an explanation.
Let's move on away from this, please. Thank you. 12.4. Sponsor notice motion 498, Willows Car Park Upgrade. Mr. Shannon, please.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. At the ordinary meeting of Council held on the 21st of August 2017, Council resolved via notice of motion 498 that Council officers provide a brief report to Council regarding the sealing of the car park and any associated areas at the Willows in Melton, addressing any relevant issues including estimated cost of works. Mr. Mayor, the report before you presents a brief overview of the works and costs associated with that activity. If I can refer councillors to the plan on page 42, you'll see outlined in orange is the existing gravel car park in Nixon Street, and that is what this report specifically refers to. It's estimated the cost of sealing that car park, which would provide for 34 spaces, is in the order of $156,000, and that would include provision of drainage, footpath and lighting. Council should also note that Council have recently embarked on a master plan for the wider Hanawatts Park area, which will include Willows Precinct. So accordingly, Mr. Mayor, it's recommended that Council consider any possible works at this car park as part of and during consideration of the master plan, which will come before Council later this year. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Shannon. Does any councillor require any further clarification? Do I have a mover for the motion?
Yes, Mr. Mayor.
Hang on.
Councillor DeSantis.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to move that. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Okay. Moved by Councillor DeSantis.
I'm happy to second that, Mr. Mayor.
Seconded by Councillor Medlick. Does any councillor...
Sorry, Mr. Mayor, could you please, point of order, could you acknowledge the councillors when recognised rather than people interjecting all the time?
Yes, I can.
Thank you.
And I will. I'll remember that. Anyway, all those in favour of the motion? Okay, I declare the motion carried.
Can I ask for a division, Mr. Mayor?
You can have a division. All those in favour of the motion? Councillor Ramsey, Councillor Mendez, Councillor DeSantis, Councillor Carley, Councillor Hardy, Councillor Kesich, Councillor Medlick, Councillor Debussy, Councillor Turner. Item 12.5. Notice motion 531. Current and possible future Indigenous early years programs. Mr. Heaney.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This is a notice of motion again that was tabled at the 18th of December council meeting back in 2017. Notice of motion 531, and it was tabled by Councillor DeSantis. So the motion read that council officers investigate the current and possible future Indigenous Australian Early Years programs in council's managed kindergartens and early years programs, this to occur in consultation with the elders of the Indigenous communities. Excuse me, Mr. Mayor, if I can just give you a bit of background, the provision of services and programs that are culturally safe and inclusive of all Aboriginal children are a high priority for this council, as it is a state government. This is currently a priority all for our early years programs. I've just on page 44 broke this down as read to what is some of the current programs, and I'll read a couple of those, Mr. Mayor, if I may. The Council Supported Playgroup program commenced at Kirrup House in Exford Road, and that commenced in term 4 2017 and is very early in stages of delivery. This is specifically for Aboriginal children, and of course the families are part of that. This is funded by the Department of Education and Training and provides ongoing funding for playgroups such as this, and outcomes are measured and reported quarterly. Although this is at early year stages, this playgroup or program has a regular attendance by over six families, but very early days. All council operated early year services are a high priority, of course, and engagement for Aboriginal families in the services are included and is a high priority for the state government. Council facilitates the provision of kindergarten through the provision of build assets, and obviously we're building two more of those as we speak to keep up with our growth corridors. The kindergarten programs, or most early years programs, are operated by our early years managers, as it's called, or providers, and they are managed out of our kindergarten assets, if you like, right around the municipality, of which there are many. In the way of possible future program, Council will continue to provide, obviously, major assets for the provision of kindergarten with the two additional centres, as I spoke of earlier, currently in the process of being designed or just about to be tendered out. And that is in the Aintree, what is the Woodlea development, and in Fraser's Rise. An investment of this Council, again, and the State Government, for around about $16 to $17 million. Supported playgroups will maintain engagement with Aboriginal families and children through the provision of specifically targeted programs, and one indication of that, of course, is what's happening at Kirrup House. And further options for possible future programs are outlined in the options report, in the options section of this, which is on page 45. And I suppose Council has the option to provide additional funding if it desires to continue additional programs, and to give you an example of that, a cost of $10,000 would provide an additional 2 hours of playgroup activities for over a 12-month period. So, Mr. Mayor, I present to you the recommendation in the report, and that is the Council note the report and continue to engage with the elders in consultation regarding future Indigenous Australian programs, specifically for early years.
Thank you, Mr. Heaney. Does any council require further clarification? No. Do I have a mover for the motion?
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to move this. And also, if I could add the option number 2 that's recommended on page 45, to provide Indigenous Australian early years programs delivered by recognised cultural agencies, indicative costings for the provision of cultural programs delivered per kindergarten group of $3,000, approximately 60 groups, added to the 2018-19 budget. Please.
Thank you, Councillor DeSantis. Just clarification here. You're asking to add on item number 2, which is 3,000 per group times 60 groups.
Yes.
I'd be happy to second that, Mr. Mayor.
I oppose that, Mr. Mayor.
Moved by Councillor DeSantis, seconded by Councillor Bushy.
Well, 3 times. That's a good one.
Any councillor oppose the motion? We're going to debate.
Mr. Mayor, could I just have clarification with the change?
Yeah.
Would that be a go to budget discussion?
Well, it should go to next year's budget discussion, to be obvious.
Exactly. Well, no, we're still discussing this year's budget discussion.
It hasn't been added in the budget. I'm sorry, it'll be next year's budget discussions. You're correct.
Well, I think there's a few councillors still wanting certain things in the budget that...
Point of order, Mr. Mayor.
The motion is to do it. So it doesn't even go in the budget. You're right.
To put it in the budget.
Yeah, put it in the budget. Correct. Okay. Councillor DeSantis... You first. Councillor DeSantis, you're first.
Sorry, Mr. Mayor. Yeah, that's fine. If you could put it into the next budget, that would be wonderful. Thank you.
Yeah.
As in this budget? Next year's budget?
Sorry, the next one. Sorry.
2018-19?
18-19,
no.
Yeah.
That's not the motion, it's currently up.
Okay.
But you're putting 2019. You need to amend it, but if you wish that.
Okay, so I asked for 18-19 budget, so which one would I ask for?
18-19, so the current budget.
That's one.
Okay, thank you. Good clarification.
Now, Mr. Mayor, the current budget is 17-18 still. Technically speaking.
Yeah, technically speaking, you're right. So okay. But this will go in the current budget we're discussing
the
right now.
Future budget that we're discussing.
Oh, yeah, future budget. Next year's budget then, okay. We're good?
I just want it to be
clear. The one we're working on right this second.
Yeah.
Yeah, all good. Moved by Councillor DeSantis, second by Councillor Bushy. Clarification of wording, please.
If I can request, Mr. Mayor, just clarification, because as I understand the motion that was moved, it is that Council note the report and continue to engage elders in consultation regarding future Indigenous Australian programs for early years, and that Council provide Indigenous Australian early years program delivered by recognised cultural agencies at a cost of $3,000 per kindergarten group.
Yes.
So that's at the moment, which if that's what Council resolves, then that's adopted and it's not referred to budget. It's actually a Council decision to proceed.
Yep. That would be great.
Right? I just wanted to clarify whether that's the intent of the motion or whether the intent of the motion is to refer it to a budget consideration.
I'm happy to stay with the motion if I can, Mr. Mayor.
Motion is?
As I read out.
As read out.
Yeah.
Okay, moved by Councillor DeSantis.
As read out.
Seconded by Councillor Bushy. Opposed by Councillor Ramsey. Does any other councillor oppose the motion?
Yeah.
Okay. We're into debate. Councillor DeSantis.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I think this is a really important initiative. I think it's great what Melton City Council and Kirrup House do for our Indigenous community and our community in bringing awareness of Indigenous issues. I just think that that's an amazing thing if we could put that out of the budget into this area. I think it would...
Councillor DeSantis, can you just talk up a bit? A few people can't hear you, if you don't mind.
Are you hearing me? Sorry, I'm talking too soft. I support it. I don't know what else I can say on the matter. I think it's really important. I think it's great what we're doing, but I think we could possibly do a little bit more, considering the background in the area, if that's okay. And I'm hoping that my fellow councillors will understand that too. Thank you.
Councillor Ramsey.
Mr. Mayor, I have nothing to say, but if councillors aren't going to be open and transparent and give their fellow councillors an indication of what they want to present to council, whether it's on the report or not, then I'm not making a judgment call on it.
Point of order, Mr. Mayor.
For what reason?
Could I seek some advice from governance if councillors need to let their fellow councillors know what their thoughts are? I thought that that's what we do when we come into chambers and we debate and we act transparently. There's nothing to say that we have to give our fellow councillors a heads up of what we're deciding pre-council chambers.
Thank you, Councillor Carley.
Can I have advice from governance, please?
Do you want to? Or? Okay.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, notices of motions, notice is given of those in the notice papers and there's a specific cut-off. In this case, it's a slightly amended motion to the officer's recommendation and I see no problem with it being put as it has been.
As a general principle, you're correct, Councillor Carter, there is no requirement for any prior notice of a matter that's listed for consideration on the council agenda.
Okay. Thank you. I will continue. It is also a gentleman's agreement that we allow councillors to move their notices of motion. But if they're going to continue to add, subtract, not discuss, try and get something in the... We gave up...
Point of order, Mr. Mayor, if I can. It's actually listed here in the options. There's an option one and two with council officers.
I can read.
So if it's in there and you've read it, then it's an option for me to bring that up.
Okay, that's fine.
Thank you, Councillor Summers.
I am saying that if councillors don't want to be open and transparent, when we give up our Monday nights to have a pre-budget or pre-agenda meeting and then an agenda meeting, we also gave up Saturday all day to discuss the budget. Nowhere was that brought up as even a possibility. So at this point, I'm not prepared to... I will go with the officer's recommendation. And until council...
Thank you, Councillor Andrew.
Decide that they're going to, then I'm not going to do the gentleman's agreement.
Thank you, Councillor Swan.
Notice of the motion.
Please be seated. Councillor Bushy, will you second this?
Yep. Thank you, Mr. Mayor, for the opportunity. I think that this is, I can't believe we're even debating this one because this is going to advance what we're trying to do, and that is to teach our young kids. My son went to a local City of Melton kindergarten, a private one, and they got Indigenous elders to come in and deliver programs. My son at five and has exceptional knowledge of Indigenous history. I think it's absolutely important. We're talking about roughly $180,000 of spending to advance the knowledge of our young people in Indigenous affairs. I think this is a no-brainer, and I think this gentleman's agreement and well, if it's a gentleman's agreement and you vote against it because you've been briefed, why do you vote against things? There's no point.
Does any other council wish to speak against the motion? I've heard 1, 1, 2, 2. Yes. Councillor Hardy.
I'll just make the following point. Whilst I am in support of the recommendation that we support the report, in the current programs, commenced on Aboriginal supported playgrounds at Curb House on 2/4/2017, which provides a playgroup specifically for Aboriginal families and children, Department of Education and Training provides ongoing funding for the playgroup with outcomes that are measured and reported quarterly. Although it's an early stage, the playgroup has regular attendance by six families. Mr. Mayor, on that premise alone, we should apply funding or apply for further programs to be supported by DEET and other educational programs within the department. And if we are successful, that covers that off, and I think it's well within our rights to actually demand that, because we have a very strong Aboriginal community. If we're not successful, we should revisit this position. So I am in support of the recommendations, noting that we should apply for further funding for these programs. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Hardy. We have a motion on the table. Moved by Councillor DeSantis, seconded by Councillor Bushy. All those in favour?
Hang on, I haven't spoken, Mr. Mayor.
We're to each side. Can I, Councillor Medley, if
you'd like to. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I just wanted to say that this is a fantastic and inclusive notice of motion, and the amendment that Councillor DeSantis has put forward, which was an option that was given to us on page 45, is not unreasonable. We're not talking millions of dollars here, and I think it's a worthwhile project. And I'm sure our officers, if there is grant funding, I'm more than sure that our officers will be all over that and applying for those grants. However, I don't want this to wait on the table another year, and for it to wait on the table another year. If there is funding, I'm sure, and grant funding, I'm sure the council officers will ensure that we get that funding as much as we can. But if not, I'd like to see this as an option, for as what Councillor DeSantis has mentioned, and for it to be questioned as unopen and untransparent. I really take offence to that, Mr. Mayor.
I'm glad.
Does any other council wish to speak? Councillor Mendez.
As an educator, I'm curious to understand why it's in the stating that we're going to provide Indigenous Australian Early Years programs when I thought we were actually already doing that in the kindergartens. And if we're going to actually provide money for these programs, then maybe we would provide money for these groups to stay open for full hours instead of having to debate it every year with the federal government.
Thank you. Does any other council wish to speak? Councillor DeSantis.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd just like to close with the disappointment that I'm going through at the moment in some councillors not supporting this. I'm right behind the Indigenous community and this community, also everyone else in this community, and I just think that this is a wonderful thing, and if it's not supported, I'd be really, really disappointed. Thank you.
Okay. Moved by Councillor DeSantis, seconded by Councillor Bishop. All those in favour of the motion, please raise your hand. All those against the motion?
Can I call for a division, Mr. Mayor?
You can. Declare the motion defeated. In favour of the motion? Councillor Carley, Councillor DeSantis, Councillor Midlake, Councillor Bushy. Against? Councillor Hardy, Councillor Kesich, Councillor Ramsey, Councillor Mendez, Councillor Turner. I declare the motion defeated. 12.6.
Sorry, guys. 12.7.
Do we have anyone wish to move the recommendation? Because at the moment it's sitting in limbo.
Is it?
Yeah, because the motion was defeated. So 12.5. Is there any councillor wishes to?
Is there any councillor wishes to move an alternative to 12.5, which has just been defeated? I think that is no.
Yes, Mr. Mayor, I'd like to move, if it so pleases the mover, the original mover, that Council note the report and continue to engage elders in consultation regarding future Indigenous Australian programs for early years and have it discussed in the 2019-20 budget.
Thank you, Councillor Medlett. Do I have a seconder for the motion?
Yes, Mr. Sorry.
Councillor Hardy.
Yes. Yes, Mr. Mayor, with respect of the original mover, if that's okay, yeah, I'm happy to support that, given that it is first priority to seek other funding, and if that's not available, we should revisit. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Moved by Councillor Midlake, seconded by Councillor Hardy. All those in favour of the motion? I declare the motion carried.
Can I ask for a division, Mr. Mayor?
Division. All those in favour of the motion? Councillor Carley, Councillor DeSantis, Councillor Mendez, Councillor Ramsey, Councillor Hardy, Councillor Kesich, Councillor Midlake, Councillor Bushy, Councillor Turner. I declare the original motion carried. Item number 12.7, response to joint letter Turf Club Boulevard Reservoir. Mr. Heaney.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'll be quick with this one. This was in response to a joint letter, if you like, which is appended to this report, signed by approximately 25 local residents in relation to the Bel Air Gardens development in Melton South, and that was tabled on the 18th of December 2017. I can just give a very quick overview of the site, which is easier to point you to Appendix 2. It is in Melton South. It's near the corner or just south from Bridge Road and Exford Road. Behind the nursing home in Exford Road is the actual park that you see on the appended document, which is the one that the residents have raised. The reserve has been assessed using the park's development principles, if you like, for open space development, and at this stage determined to be appropriately developed for this existing population. The park itself is an area, as indicated on page 49, basically around about 1.29 hectare in area.
It has paths, lighting, fencing and everything else that's listed on page 49. It is in early development as far as residential development around it. Probably picks up a catchment of around about 300 at the moment. Properties, around about 800 residents thereabout. The play equipment is appropriate for this local reserve. It's been assessed by officers. So really the report, Mr. Mayor, is that council advise the residents that no further development of play equipment will be supported at this stage in relation to this park or this development.
Thank you, Mr. Heaney. Does any councillor require any further clarification? Do I have a mover for the motion?
Sorry, Mr. Mayor, could I seek some clarification? I'm standing.
I'm sorry, I didn't realise that's what you were standing for. You carry on.
My question would be, it goes into the park playground
yep.
program. Thank you.
Well, it's an option too.
Yes, Mr. Mayor, I seek further clarification.
Councillor Hardy.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I note in the report that, that further lighting, path network and tree planting throughout the reserve is inadequate. Is there a maintenance program to bring that up to standard?
I think we review all of our parks on every occasion, but there's no specific program itemised for this park at this stage. It's rated as one of the smaller parks. Maybe as the population increases, we'll review that.
I'm sorry, we are or we are not?
Not at this stage.
Mr. Mayor, a further point. In the second paragraph, we also look at the existing population, although further lighting should be provided on the park and the tree planting and the reserve.
Yep.
Is that a subject that they're going to?
There's no set program at the moment. I suppose from our parks maintenance team would be looking at that asset as they maintain it, no different than they would any other park during that process. So I suppose council officers have the delegation to review that at a point in time.
Thank you very much.
No further questions, councillors? Item 12.7, do you have a mover for the motion, please?
Sorry. I'd like to move that, Mr. Mayor.
Moved by Councillor Ramsey, seconded by...
Yes, Mr. Mayor, I'll second that.
Councillor Hardy. Does any councillor oppose the motion? All those in favour of the motion? I declare the motion carried.
Mr. Mayor, can I just speak to it for about half a second?
Sorry, Mr. Mayor. May I call a division?
Of a division. All those in favour of the motion? Councillor Hardy, Councillor Kesich, Councillor Medlick, Councillor Ibushi, Councillor Ramsey, Councillor Mendez, Councillor DeSantis, Councillor Carley, Councillor Turner. I declare the motion carried.
Mr. Mayor, if it's okay with you,
could
I just say that with our growth and everything that's coming, I agree with the motion that's before us. But I would like to think that it would be considered, possibly not in the 18-19 budget, but soon after.
Thank you. Move on to 12.10, Vietnam Veterans Melton Memorial Inscriptions. Mr. Heaney.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This is in relation to correspondence we received from the Vietnam Vets, the Melton and District sub-branch. You know, we have a strong relationship with the Vietnam Vets and they are in our gallery this afternoon. And I talked about earlier about council accommodating their service from what was in a pretty old asset into the now hopefully higher activated Willows Park. And they're doing a great job over there. This was a request that's come in from the Vietnam Veterans and the letter is attached for councillors for your awareness on page 155, and what the vets are seeking is a request. The vets are seeking a request from council to take responsibility to ensure that the members' names are inscripted on the black marble structure at the front of High Street, so it's not the new one, in the spirit of relationships with us and them. And so really they're requesting that council take on that. Knowing that, if we get council's agreement of that this evening, there's still a fair bit of work to do with the Vietnam vets and their families. So the Vietnam vets will be doing further, having further discussions with their families and no doubt the vets about how that occurs. So really, Mr. Mayor, it's a discussion and there's three recommendations on the report. That's it in a nutshell, but really the one is to note, obviously, the correspondence that is attached. Endorse the development of a process where council will support the sub-branch to ensure that the names of eligible veterans are inscribed in what is known as the Black Marble Vietnam Veterans Memorial on High Street frontage in front of the hall. And of course endorse that it will take responsibility to have the names of eligible veterans inscribed in the memorial at a time when sub-branch officially ceases to operate under their terms of its association. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Heaney. Does any councillor require any further clarification?
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to move the recommendation, if I could, please.
Can you please start?
Sorry, Mr. Mayor, we've been told we've got laptops, we don't have to.
And you're lucky.
Sorry.
Mr. Mayor, you're asking for clarification.
Yes, we're asking for clarification.
And so...
Please sit down, Councillor Ramsey. We all play the same game in here, and it's fine, you know.
Oh, we don't actually.
It happens a lot.
I'd like to second it, Mr. Mayor, and I'd like to speak.
I've not asked for a mover yet.
Oh, she...
No, she said, but she didn't. I didn't ask it. So can I have a mover for the motion?
I'd like to move it. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Councillor Carley.
It's my pleasure.
Councillor Carley. Do I have a seconder for the motion?
Sorry, did you... I thought you recognised.
Do I have a seconder for the motion?
I'd like to second it.
Seconded by Councillor Ramsey. All those... Does any councillor oppose the motion? All those in favour of the motion? I declare the motion carried.
Mr. Mayor, can I speak to it for a minute, please?
If the member wants to speak to it...
I'm more than happy, Mr. Councillor Ramsey, to speak.
I would actually like to oppose it because I don't want anybody to have to put their names on it. But I can't think of a more worthwhile... remember the dead, fight like hell for the living. Well done, guys.
Hear, hear.
Hear, hear. 12/11/2017-2018 Council and Wellbeing Action Annual Action Plan Second Quarter Progress Report. Mr. Bean.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'll present to Council the second quarter update of the Action Plan attached to the 2017-18 Council and Wellbeing Plan. As Council knows, the plan is Council's primary vision and strategic planning document that establishes the direction Council is committed to for its term of office being 4 years. The plan contains the objective strategies and performance indicators as such. Each year, Council provides a range of services, activities and initiatives to the community. And these key strategic objectives and new initiatives are included in the development of its annual action plan. The plan provides 153 actions, which are set out on page 159 and beyond of this Council agenda. The Council has committed to deliver. It provides the community with quarterly progress reports that support Council's commitment in providing transparency through public access to relevant information, decision-making and strategic documents. As I advised a moment ago, the plan is attached on page 159. It contains the 153 actions. It gives me pleasure, Mr. Mayor, to advise Council that all actions are on track. We have achieved 15 to date. There are still 137 outstanding and we have postponed one action for the appropriate reasons. With this in mind, there are just a number of five key achievements amongst the many, many that are contained within there that is set out in the report, and one of them being completed Stage 3 of the Pride of Melbourne project in the town centre. The domestic animal management plan was adopted by Council in the December quarter. McPherson Park Future Directions Plan was adopted also in December by Council. We delivered the Seniors Festival Week activities, and of course the enormous work that had been done by Mr. Heaney and Mr. Heaney's directorate in the Melton A City for All People, being the integrated plan of the four individual council community services plans, was also adopted by Council in November. With this news presented this evening, I present to Council the recommendation as set out on page 156 of tonight's agenda, and that reads as follows. The Council receive a note the 2017 Council and Wellbeing Annual Action Plan, Second Quarter Progress Report, date 1 October to 31 December 2017, as presented as Appendix 1. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Bean. Does any council require any further clarification? Do I have a mover for the motion?
Mr. Mayor, I'm happy to move that. May I say a few words if there's a seconder?
Have a seconder for the motion?
I'm happy to second this, Mr. Mayor.
Thanks, Madeline.
Thank you. Mr. Mayor, I just wanted to say I absolutely love seeing when all the items that we have achieved or what we're on track for, and especially the areas that have a stronger link to health and well-being with a little heart symbol on them. Well done. And if I could encourage all residents when they get if they look up our agenda, council agenda, to actually go through this item and see all the services and projects that council has delivered on or what we are going to deliver on. So, well done.
Thank you, Councillor Carley. Moved by Councillor Carley, seconded by Councillor Medlick. Does any councillor oppose the motion? All those in favour of the motion, I declare the motion carried. Item 12.12, contract for award 18/022 asphalt treatments road surfacing program 2017-2018. Mr. Shannon.
Mr. Mayor, could we move this and accept recommendations as per officers in this report?
Moved by Councillor Medlick. Do I have a seconder for the motion?
Happy to second that, Mr. Mayor.
Seconded by Councillor Bushy.
Point of order. We were told that, is it okay to do that now that it's in the chamber?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
We just need to make sure we vote in the chamber. Moved by Councillor Medlick. I could be stand corrected there, of course. Seconded by Councillor Bushy. Does any councillor oppose the motion? All those in favour of the motion, I declare the motion carried. Item 12.13, contract 18/025, panel of council trades and services providers. Mr. Shannon.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This is a periodic report that's provided to council which seeks to provide or implement a panel of trades and service providers for council. The types of works anticipated to be undertaken under this program are summarised in the table on page 197. It's, Mr. Mayor, it's generally intended that the panel of service providers would cover issues such as minor civil works, environment works, various trade services, including the provision of labour, plant and equipment, and in emergency situations, and we would draw on the panel of contractors during that program. All of these works that would be done under this contract are included in Council's recurrent budget and are operational, and this allows really just for an efficiency in terms of engagement of contractors, and that would be done either by using the hourly rates provided or going through a direct quote process. Mr. Mayor, we received 69 tender submissions covering the trades outlined on page 197 and detailed in the confidential appendix at the rear of the Council agenda is a summary of those service providers, and it's recommended, Mr. Mayor, that Council endorse those service providers as part of this contract. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Shine. Does any Council require further clarification? Do I have a mover for the motion?
I would like to move, Mr. Mayor.
Moved by Councillor Kesich, seconded by...
Seconded. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Councillor Hardy. Is there any... Actually, I should ask for any. Did I ask if you needed clarification? Maybe I did. Does anyone oppose the motion? All those in favour of the motion? Declare the motion carried. 12.14, planning application PA 2017/5918, removal of reserve status from portion of reserve adjoining properties of Pinnacle Crescent in Brookfield.
Sorry, Mr. Mayor, can I just move the recommendation as stated?
Moved by Councillor Ramsey. Do I have a seconder for the motion?
Happy to second it, Mr. Mayor.
Moved by Councillor Ramsey, seconded by Councillor Medlick. Does any Councillor require further clarification? And I might step there. Those against the motion? Anyone against the motion?
No.
All those in favour of the motion? Declare the motion carried. 12.15. Proposed sale of 54 Pinnacle Crescent, Brookfield. Ms. Denyer.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The purpose of this report is for Council to consider proceeding with the proposed sale of the property known as 54 Pinnacle Crescent, Brookfield, to Autism Plus, trading as Wiltus Proprietary Limited, for $1,500,000 plus GST. Following on from an EOI process in September and October of 2014, a report was presented to the Ordinary Meeting of Council held on the 3rd of February 2015, in respect of which it was resolved that Council enter into a lease with Autism Plus for a period of up to 3 years, with a commitment to sell the premises to the lessee at the end of the lease. The sale for the aforementioned sum was subject to certain conditions precedent, including obtaining planning approval, which was the subject of the report immediately prior to the one I'm presenting now, and so that planning approval has been given, and satisfaction of all other statutory requirements set out in the Local Government Act. So with the planning permit just approved and evaluation obtained and public notice requirements having been met, it is now open to Council to make the final decision as to whether or not to sell the property. The property is described in paragraphs 3 and 4 at page 214 and in Appendix 1. I won't go into further detail unless it's required. In terms of risk, in the valuation, the valuer notes that this property would generally only appeal to a very narrow market, and so if Council decides not to proceed with the sale, it may be difficult to find another purchaser, or if a purchaser is found, it may yield a lower price. So with that said, Mr. Mayor, the recommendation is as set out on page 213, but of course the other option is that Council not proceed with the sale of the property and hold on to the property or end the lease and put out another EOI, etc. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Ms. Daniel. Does any Council require further clarification?
Yes, Mr. Mayor.
Councillor Hardy.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mayor. The current zoning to this property is?
Through you, Mr. Mayor, I might defer to the planning expert sitting next to me.
Mr. Mayor, it's zoned general residential. So it's surrounded by residential areas and it's embedded in the residential area.
Thank you, Mr. Shine.
So the second point is that if this wasn't picked up by others, residential could take place?
Through you, Mr. Mayor, given the land is zoned residential, it could be developed for residential purposes in the future. If it involved the construction of more than one home, it would need council consent, but it's unlikely. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Shine. Does any other councillor require further clarification? Do I have a mover for the motion?
Yes, Mr. Mayor, I would like to move this notice of motion and say what a great outcome this former Reg Geary site has become to sell it to Autism Plus, which is a fantastic service for our kids with autism and teenagers as well. And may I just say what a fantastic job they do.
Mover, Councillor Medlick, seconded by...
I'd like to second that, thank you.
Councillor DeSantis. Does any councillor oppose the motion? All those in favour of the motion?
Before you go there, Mr. Mayor, I'd like to talk to the motion, given it's in...
Too late now, Councillor Hardy, we've moved on.
Okay.
Those in favour of the motion? I declare the motion carried.
Could I call for a division, Mr. Mayor?
Division. Call for All those in favour of the motion? Councillor Hardy, Councillor Kesich, Councillor Midlick, Councillor Abushi, Councillor Ramsey, Councillor Mendes, Councillor DeSantis, Councillor Carley, Councillor Turner, their motion carried. 1216, Lease Melton Country Club. Ms. Daniel.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The purpose of this report is to advise Council in relation to an approach by Essendon Football Club in relation to the lease of the Melton Country Club.
Sorry to interrupt, Mr. Mayor. I'm wondering whether this this particular report can be deferred.
For what reason?
My reason for that is, or my request for this is, whether the Essendon Football Club would be interested in purchasing this facility, or an expression of interest if they were had any thoughts about whether they would like to purchase this facility, and if that information can come back to a councillor briefing, then we can hear this again in the future.
You need to move a motion that it be moved for further briefings? To be deferred for further briefings? You need to move a motion to that effect?
Yes, I'd like to move that it be moved for a further briefing down the track, Mr. Mayor.
Moved by Councillor Bush, do I have a seconder?
I'm happy to second that, Mr. Mayor.
Could I seek clarification, Mr. Mayor?
You can seek clarification.
Would that impact the negotiations at the moment by a briefing down the track, or are we deferring it for a month or two, sort of stuff? Is this a pressing issue and needs to be addressed, or is it something that can wait?
Do you want to answer? This is a proposition that's come from Essendon Football Club as head lessee of the Melton Country Club. It's really in council's hands as to the process to go forward, and I believe they would be reasonably amenable to attending a briefing to discuss the proposition with council.
Thank you.
Mr. Mayor, I only ask that because, as you know, in this report, they have a long time before the end of this current, so I didn't think that they would be in a rush to for a decision to be made.
Moved by Councillor Bushy, seconded by Councillor Midlick. Does any councillor oppose the motion? All those in favour of the motion? I declare the motion carried. 1217, lease of land, 26 Crestmont Drive, Melton South, Hope Street.
Sorry, Mr. Mayor, point of order. I just wanted to make sure that...
I won't go any further.
Thank you.
Hope Street, Youth and Family Services.
Point of order, doesn't the councillor leaving the chambers have to restate the... under meeting procedure?
Technically speaking, yes. She did give a full and fulsome disclosure at the start of the meeting, which would again be noted in the minutes. But if you would like, she could be recalled back to state it again.
No, I was just saying that's meeting procedure, isn't it?
Technically correct, yes.
Thank you, Councillor Ramsey. Do you wish her to come back in?
Well,
I'm happy for her. She left. She had stayed at the beginning of the meeting. I'm quite happy with that. Okay, 1217. Where are we now? Mr. Torrey.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Councillors, this report is presented to you for the purpose of determining on the proposed lease of land at 26 Crescent Drive, Melton South, to Hope Street Youth and Family Services Limited, for the purpose of construction and operation of a facility to provide crisis accommodation and associated support programs for vulnerable persons. Excuse me. Might need it myself. For vulnerable persons experiencing or at risk of homelessness. Council did resolve its ordinary meeting back in June 2016 to commence negotiations for the provision of land via a maximum term lease at 26 Crescent Drive, Melton South, to Hope Street, and to undertake all the necessary statutory steps in relation to the same. Those statutory steps have now been completed, specifically being a change of purpose of the land and the advertising of Council's intention to lease the land. Planning permits have also issued for the proposed use. We are very, very close to the final wording of the lease. However, there's a requirement for some provisions in the lease to mirror provisions that will be included in a tripartite agreement between the Director of Housing, Hope Street and Council, around the funding, the significant funding being provided by the Director of Housing to this project. So for that reason, the actual wording of the lease has not yet been absolutely finalised. The recommendation, therefore, is that Council 1 decide to lease 26 Crescent Drive, Melton South, to Hope Street Youth and Family Services Limited for a term of 50 years, which is the maximum under the Local Government Act, at a peppercorn rent of $1 payable on demand. And 2, notes that the CEO will exercise his delegation to execute the lease and any other relevant documents once finalised. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Torrey. Does any council require any further clarification? Do you have a mover?
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to move that, please.
Moved by Councillor Ramsey, seconded by
Councillor
DeSantis. Sorry, Councillor Mendes. Okay. Does any council oppose the motion? I declare the motion carried. All those in favour of the motion, show hands.
Can I call for a division, Mr. Mayor?
A division?
Yeah.
Really?
Yes, absolutely.
Have a division. All those in favour of the motion? Councillor Ramsey, Councillor Mendes, Councillor Carley, Councillor Hardy, Councillor Kasich.
Maidlick.
You sure it's Maidlick? Councillor Maidlick, Councillor Kasich, Councillor Turner. I declare the motion carried.
Are you sure? I thought it was Kasich.
Councillor Bushy.
It's the hair.
Mr. Mayor.
Councillor Ramsey.
Mr. Mayor, can I just speak to this?
You can.
When it comes down to it, Hope Street have provided an exemplary service on Coburn's Road, and to see our youth, which our troubled youth, which there is a lot of, the need for it. I know you have been a huge supporter of Hope Street for a number of years, Mr. Mayor, and I commend Councillor DeSantis for the work she has done there. But beyond that, I wish Hope Street all the very best of luck in the future.
Thank you, Councillor Ramsey. Too slow. Reports from delegations, delegates and council representations. Councillor Ramsey.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. If I can, I join the discussion around the Melton History Book. The Somersault Festival was absolutely sensational. We were battered by winds and rain and hail, but apart from that, it was great. I went to the dedication service of the new church building for the Latter-day Saints. The Karinya Melton Counselling 10-year celebrations, yourself and myself attended, and it was great to be able to revisit something I opened 10 years ago. Presentation to Coburn Primary School about local government, the Melton Tapper exhibition, coin toss between the Melton Fire Brigade versus the Werribee Fire Brigade. And sadly, I'm to report that the cup went to Werribee, but hopefully next year, under the Pink Stumps. It's called Pink Stumps Day. The official opening of the YMCA Children's Services Centre at Diggers Rest, a board meeting from Western Base, gave both Cathy Maidlick, Councillor Maidlick, and myself a discussion on the duplication of the railway tracks for Melton, and the jobs that it is going to provide are absolutely sensational. So anyone who's finding it hard to find work, make sure you get on the site for the Lend-Lease construction of the railway sites because there's lots of jobs to be had. The official opening of the sales centre at Westwood Community, the Melton Transport Community Reference Group. I welcome all the new members aboard. There's two of them here, councillors. I think you're almost like councillors, Mr. Alan Perry and also Mr. David O'Connor. The street party for the close of summer was our budget day on Saturday, Clean Up Australia Day, walk with her. Dawn Clark did an excellent job as MC, and June Salter and the committee for organising the day. It was absolutely sensational. And I am not auditioning for a role in Wicked. I went to Holly, the Festival of Holly, yesterday with Councillor Turner, our mayor, and Councillor Mendes, and I got covered with hair. Dye, and my peroxide took to it, so hopefully I won't be green for very much longer. But I would also like to add that International Women's Day is coming up, so there's a number of different events this year, so if you get the opportunity, equality has been fought for long and hard, and we've still got a long way to go. And Harmony Day at the Willows this year on the 17th of March. And for those that have been invited, look forward to seeing you all at the City of Melton Plate. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Ramsay. Councillor Mendes.
Rather than touch on all the events that people have attended, because I think we will repeat ourselves, I attended quite a large number of those events that Councillor Ramsay just mentioned, but I'd actually like to highlight two places that I actually visited during the last month. And that's the new YMCA Diggers Rest Early Learning Centre. I was extremely impressed by the natural materials that they use for the students and the way they bring the indoors and the outdoors together. And it was fantastic to see things like cots being wheeled out outside on nice days rather than the children actually being stuck inside, and they actually bring them out when they're asleep as well. So I thought that was a fantastic initiative. And the children looked relaxed, and the whole area was well thought out. And I think it's a model for others in the City of Melton could go and have a look at to follow. And the other thing that really impressed me was that most of the staff were local, and that was great, like Councillor Bushy likes to see, with local employment. So I thought that was a fantastic to see that they were actually taking on what we have been talking about on board. The second event was just after that on the 17th of February, the Beyond Blue Cup by the Caroline Springs Hockey Club. It's the first time they've held this as an annual event, and it's going to become something that they will continue on. They only had four teams interested from throughout Victoria, but it's my understanding that some have already registered interested for next year, and we've already got about eight teams to go. The initiative is actually for a 21-year-old that is a friend of one of the members who committed suicide several months ago. And so they raised $1,000 for the family, and they presented the cup at the end, and it was great to see that the family were present, and they were extremely emotional, as you would understand. And I think that it would be great if we all show a little bit more interest and go along to this event each year, because I think it's great to watch our sportsmen in the local area compete against others and for such a great initiative to be held in our city. So I commend the Caroline Sprickies Hockey Club on doing this initiative, and I hope other groups in the city follow.
Thank you, Councillor Mendes. Councillor DeSantis.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I just want to highlight the Somersault Festival on February the 10th that I attended. Tuesday the 13th of February was the Family Violence Advisory Committee. Also the 17th of February was Beyond Blue Cup, the Caroline Springs Hockey Club. The YMCA Early Learning Centre Diggers Rest, which was fantastic. Saturday 3rd of March was a Councillor Budget Day at Westwaters. Sunday 4th of March was Clean Up Australia Day at Hannah Watts Park, and also Walk With Her at Hannah Watts Park. And it's also awesome because it's bringing about positive social change within the City of Melton. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Carley.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Mr. Mayor, on the 6th of February, I attended a meeting to discuss the Melton History Book Project, and it was good to go through the overview of the feedback that our community members have given us, and that book's coming along quite nicely. The 17th of February, the official opening of the YMCA Diggers Rest Early Learning Centre. The 26th of February, the bi-monthly grants assessment panel meeting.
The 28th of February, the Caroline Springs Turning of the Sod event for the Scouts, and I don't think anything could have stopped the smile that Claire Mauser had on her face that day from, you know, cheek to cheek. She was absolutely rapt, and well done to Claire and her Scouts. The 3rd of February, Councillor Budget Day discussions. I also attended the Caroline Springs Hockey Club, and they hosted the Beyond Blue fundraising event. And could I just say, Mr. Mayor, a huge congratulations to the First Ladies team at Sydenham Hillside Cricket Club, who won the inaugural Victorian Turf Cricket Association Women's Division Premiership on the 25th of February. So could we please give them a clap, because that's wonderful to see our women who won a premiership. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Councillor Hardy.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Mayor. Brought me out. Okay, the 10th of February, and these are just summaries. The somersault, as it's already been explained, was a wonderful event, and it just gets bigger and better every year. Congratulations to all those, the officers, and also the community who are involved. As you've heard tonight, the Corella issue is on is a topic. I've attended Digger's Rest. After Michelle, Councillor Mendez and I had this conversation, and that has taken some time. There is a executive report that's been given to our general manager on corrallas and also infestations of the grub that goes into the white the trees anyway, that the it denudes the trees and causes great defoliation. The Family Violence Committee, again, the corrallas on the 13th. The Lead West, which I am, and thank you very much for endorsing me into the Lead West community and the committee. The Ainsbury Heritage and Environment Festival, where the Mayor gave me the great honour of making the speech. The VLGA Delegates Meeting, Carlton. The Melton Tapper Exhibition, the mural. What a wonderful effort. What a wonderful effort, and it needs to be seen to believe. The YMCA early learning at Digger's Rest, and the corrallas issue popped up again on the 21st. 24th, invitation to the community centre, Westward Community, League West, the 26th. Kundratha Kumara Temple, procession of the new chariot in Rockbank. Great festival, well attended and well orchestrated in all efforts out there, and they should be commended. The Audit Committee meeting, the Street Party Amphitheatre, Lead West on the March 1st, Rotary Golf Charity Day on the 2nd. I didn't win, nor did my group. We just got burnt. The 3rd, Budget Day, Caroline Springs. The 4th was on Sunday, the commemoration service to honour NZ service personnel who gave their lives in defence of Greece. I laid a wreath on behalf of the council, and I spoke to Dr. Robert Webster, RSL State President, who looks after Area 3, which happens to include Melton, and he's highly commending the RSL, the diggers, Vietnam vet diggers in their what they've put together, and also the relocation. So the RSL is highly supportive of the relocation program. Just pass that on. There's a letter coming to you also. And one other thing I must raise, the Audit Committee, I don't know if this is appropriate, but I'll put it here. The Audit Committee made a reference to we only have one member on the Audit Committee, and it needs to be two, and our Mayor Bob has put his name up as being available, and that needs a motion. So if I can, Mr. Mayor, if I'm able to put the motion forward, I move that Councillor Bob Turner be endorsed as the second member to the Audit Committee.
Thank you, Councillor Hardy. Moved by Councillor Hardy, seconded by...
I would like to second it, Mr. Mayor.
Seconded by Councillor Kesich. Any speakers against the motion? All those in favour of the motion? I declare the motion carried. Thank you. Councillor Hardy. Councillor Kesich.
Sorry, Mr. Mayor.
Take your time.
Still on
it's all right. We've got all night. It's nice and early. It's only 4 to 9.
I'll just flick through. It was many councillors mentioned it. So I'm just going to mention a tent of the Feb Summersalt Festival. It was really beautiful. Organised, well done, council officers and staff. 13th of February, Family Violence Advisory Committee, Melton. 16th of February, Melbourne TAPA exhibition opening, beautiful artwork of Polynesian women. It was an event in the Caroline Springs. 20th of February, I met with a group of residents at Caroline Springs, an issue of TIP, the Ravenhall complaints about different things. 22nd of February, again, meeting with a group of residents at the Caroline Springs Library in relation to cleanliness of the footpaths and dog feces at Burnside Heights and Tenterfield Park. On the 24th of February, opening of Sales and Community Centre of the Westwood community. And on 3rd of March, Budget Day at West Water, Caroline Springs. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Kesich. Councillor Medlick.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I attended the Community Learning Board. We had updates on the Community Learning Board projects, the Melton Learning Directory, Melbourne Lifelong Learning events, as well as Learn West. I also attended the Preventing Family Violence Advisory Committee, the Melton Transport Community Reference, bi-monthly Residence Achievement Grant meeting, the Melton History Publication Committee, even though I don't sit on that committee, but they so graciously allowed me to sit in on the meeting, and it is coming along well, nicely. And the councillors have reported on that, so I won't double up on that information, but it was wonderful. I wanted to acknowledge the turning of the sod for Caroline Springs Scout Group in Burnside Heights. They were extremely excited and happy, to say the least, and this very fast-growing group is doing amazing things with our community, and the values and confidence that they're instilling in our young people will definitely be a return to this community in bucket loads, I'm sure. The Caroline Springs Scouts also led the charge in yesterday's Clean Up Australia Day around the main lake in Lake Caroline. I donned on some gloves and buckets and helped with the kids pick up all those cigarette butts, which were way too many than that I'd like to. Yeah, I was really disappointed to see that many smoke butts on the floor. I also attended the Woodley site for Clean Up Australia Day later in the afternoon. I attended the Turkish Cyprian Festival in our neighbouring council in Bringbank, and this was an amazing and well-attended event. There was about over 5,000 people attended, and it was sponsored by one of our local developers, Varcon Construction, so congratulations to a successful festival. Mr. Heaney and I also attended the launch of the Belgravia Foundation, which is a fantastic charity that provides program services and education that promote access to leisure, sport, aquatics, recreation and fitness activities in community facilities, specifically for people who face financial hardship, distress, inequity or other barriers. They can seek help from Belgravia Foundation to connect to sports, leisure and recreation. And as we know, Belgravia is the operators that that operate Council's Melton Wave Swimming Pool, so it's a great initiative, and I hope our residents get involved in that. I also attended the Western Base, as well as the much-anticipated official opening of the Sales and Community Centre at Westwood Community on Beattie's Road, Plumpton, by the Dahu Group, and of course the budget discussions on Saturday. There's heaps of more events that I attended, but the 3 minutes wouldn't cut it, Mr. Mayor, so I had to really condense it today. It was a busy month, but I looked at my diary and calendar, and March is pretty much no different. I'd like to wish everyone a happy Labor Day next weekend and a long weekend, and to stay safe on the roads. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Councillor Bushy.
Yes, Mr. Mayor. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'm going to quickly fly through these because I haven't got much time.
I attended the Somersault Festival on the 10th of February, which is fantastic. On Thursday the 15th, I went on your behalf, Mr. Mayor, to the Metro Local Government Waste Management Forum, which was inspiring and a bit scary at the same time, learning about the issues around Visi and China pulling out. So it's we've got a lot of work to do in that space. But thankfully, it's whilst it may have impact, it's not going to be as great as potentially other states. On Saturday, the 24th, I went to the opening of the Sales and Community Centre at the Westwood Community, the new development in Fraser Rise. 888 homes. We are just bursting. Wednesday the 28th, I went to the Komaran Temple Rock Bank Precision of the New Chariot. Handmade in Sri Lanka, the chariot, and arrived in two shipping containers in Melbourne. Then it was assembled over 4 weeks in Rock Bank at the temple. The chariot stands at 8 metres tall and is said to be the biggest of its kind throughout Australasia. They were pretty excited. No, they were. So you were there, Mr. Mayor, several thousand people there, and presentation and the service was quite amazing. On Wednesday the 28th of February, I went to the Scout Sod Turning along with a few other councillors at the Burnside Heights Recreation Reserve, and they're very excited to have a home finally, the first Scouts group of Caroline Springs, which is great. In my acknowledgements, you've heard the news today that Andrew's government has again increased police numbers. It's the biggest increase in police numbers ever. In today's announcement, Premier Andrews announced 825 extra police, with increases in Geelong, Wyndham, Hume, Cardinia, and the greatest city of all, the city of Melton. We're also getting quite a few police. Mr. Mayor, I'd like to move that Council write to the Honourable Mr. Daniel Andrews, the Premier of Victoria, and the Honourable Lisa Neville, Minister for Police, thanking them for their record-breaking investment in police numbers in Victoria, and specifically for the increase in policing numbers in the city of Melton. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Moved by Councillor Bushy, seconded by...
Mr. Mayor. I'm happy to second that.
Funny thought you might.
Could I seek clarification, Mr. Mayor?
You can. Seconded by Councillor Carley. Clarification sought by Councillor Ramsey.
My question is, out of 300, we got 16. What are we going to get out of 825?
I hope a lot more.
Before we start thanking people, could we get some numbers? I mean, I don't mind thanking them, by all means. That's their job. But let's... see what the number actually is.
Thank you, Councillor Ramsey. Moved by Councillor Bushy, seconded by Councillor Carley. Does any Councillor oppose the motion? All those in favour of the motion? I declare the motion carried.
Mr. Mayor, can I call a division?
Of course you can.
Thank you.
Division called. All those in favour of the motion? Councillor Hardy, Councillor Kasich, Councillor Maidlick, Councillor Bushy. Councillor Ramsey, Councillor Mendes, Councillor DeSantis, Councillor Carley, Councillor Turner. I declare the motion carried. That's been a busy month, hasn't it? It's been good. It's been good. I'll be very, very quick. Many of the things I've attended, other councillors have attended, so I won't pick out too many. Attended the Ballarat Rail Advisory Committee in Ballarat, surprisingly, for the Ballarat line, and that was a very interesting day. Should be some good news coming out of that in the near future, I hope, with advocating to the state government with a new election coming up. So hopefully we'll get some good news on our railway station and our crossings in Melton in the not too distant future. Somersault was a great day. Special thanks to your staff for all the work they did and the police for exceptional job they did this year, having many, many more numbers than they did have last year. So that was a fantastic outcome. Attended the Family Violence Advisory Committee. Open of Diggers Rest. It was great to see some more services in Diggers Rest. We had a dental clinic last month, and this month that was Early Years Learning Centre. So as we get more and more people down there, we've got the momentum. Let's hope it keeps going with the private contractors coming in. A couple of advocating things for the month. Coming up to the election, as we did 4 years ago, our
team have put together advocating brochure or booklet. Corbina is the driving force in that department, and he's doing a great job getting in touch with different levels of government and different people coming up to the new election who we hope to present this to. We advocated to Neil Burgess, Shadow Minister for Small Business and Economic Development. Thank you, Mr. Bean. Can't read more in writing. And also this evening we met with Josh Morris MP and Ryan Farrow, Liberal candidate for Melton. So it's good that we start contacting all the levels of government, all the new ministers, all the people that are trying to get into Melton, and just tell them what our wish list is for our community, and hopefully they will take that back to their both their sides of government, and hopefully we will have some good outcomes at the next election. The Cathedral Temple I attended with Councillor Bushy and Councillor Hardy. That was an amazing size, a lot of work gone into that. 10 men, 12 months or 13 months to build this amazing chariot. So it was good to see that. The Scouts Turning, shared with many of my councillors at Burnside Recreation Reserve. Fantastic to see that getting underway. The street party, close of summer, World Day Service was good. One of the highlights for me was the African Australian Communities Challenges Opportunities Think Tank, which was held in the city, which went to last week. And it was basically all the different African groups, and they're all trying to like all the rest of Australia, trying to tell each other that we are actually one group. Although we're all from different countries, we really need to get together to promote ourselves. So it was about how the services could be put together to help them a little bit better than it's been helping. Seems to be a lot of projects are tackling the same thing instead of them all tackling it as one venture. So that's hopefully something that will come out of their think tank. Of course, the budget day yesterday was a big day. We had work with her, Hannah Watts. We clean up Australia at Navan Park. It was organised by Lynn Southall. I attended that with Councillor Mendez. The Sri Durga Holiday, or Festival of Colours, as we can see the colours on Councillor Ramsey. And that's me finished for the month. Thank you very much.
At least yours washed out.
Mine washed out. I didn't have much here to wash out of. Well, will I be painted green on the 17th? Well, it really works out well. It's the same as our Harmony Day. So everybody come along dressed as Irish, and you'll be right.
I don't know what green shirt looks like, but all right.
You can get green beer on the day in many places, I believe. Anyway, we move on. Thank you, Mr. Bean. I almost forgot again. Ex-Councillor Dunn. Councillor Dunn. You should have received this after you left council, but you went across the world on your travels all over Australia. So if you wouldn't mind, if you can come out and up and collect this, please.
Bobby, say that to everyone.
Oh, you mean girl?
Yeah. We miss you, Councillor Dunn.
We move on. Section number 15, 15.1, notices of motion. Councillor DeSantis, notice 537.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to move that council officers provide a brief report on the status of the Tool and Regional Park State Government Funded Initiative. Thank you.
Thank you. Notice of motion, 15.1, moved by Councillor DeSantis. Have a seconder to the motion.
Happy to second that, Mr. Mayor.
Seconded by Councillor Medwick. Does any councillor oppose the motion? All those in favour of the motion?
I declare the motion carried. 15.2, notice motion 538, Councillor Bushy.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The council office. I move that council officers investigate additional parking options around the Coroit Creek Primary School area and report to council. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Moved by Councillor Bushy, seconded by.
I'm happy to second this, Mr. Councillor Mayor.
Councillor Medlick. Does any councillor oppose the motion? All those in favour of the motion, I declare the motion carried. Notice motion 539, Councillor Kesich.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Before I start, I would like to add a dot point to mine, if possible.
Carry on.
Thank you. And dot point will be read after I read the first part. Thank you. So I would like to move that council officers provide a report identifying a suitable council and private land for the Caroline Springs Leisure Centre with a space for a minimum of an indoor and outdoor swimming pool. And addition would be, Mr. Mayor, to be located in between Neils Road and Taylor's Road. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Kesich. Moved by Councillor Kesich. Do I have a seconder for the motion?
Mr. Mayor, I've got a question. When it says Caroline Springs Leisure Centre, is that like what we have at the moment at Caroline Springs with like basketball courts and netball courts, plus then with swimming pool provision?
Councillor Kesich?
Thank you for your question. No, negative. It is entirely for the swimming pools, as stipulated, indoor and outdoor minimum. Thank you.
Thank you. Member Councillor Kesich.
One more question, Mr. Mayor. Sorry. In regards to the space for a minimum of an indoor and outdoor swimming pool, so if this is adopted, is that the model that we're actually going for? Are we going to still just, like, will that then determine that we are definitely getting an indoor and outdoor element of a swimming pool?
Can
or is
I just,
it just for a report?
It says council officers provide a report.
Just a report. Okay.
Okay. Moved by Councillor Kesich.
Mr. Mayor, sorry, I have one question. I know we've done a lot of work in regards to the aquatic centre, and when I read this, Caroline Springs Leisure Centre, and I don't know if it's just the way that I read it, but with a minimum of an indoor and an outdoor swimming pool, I was thinking the aquatic centre that we're going to have in Aston Corridor that Council's already got a report for is an aquatic centre, like a, you know, the slides, the wet play, not just an indoor or outdoor pool. So I just want to clarify, is that what Councillor Kesich is just looking for, an indoor and outdoor pool? Is he not looking for an aquatic centre like what we are in the Eastern Corridor meant to have or proposed to have?
Thank you. Councillor Kesich.
Mr. Mayor, because the Caroline Springs is built up, and the reason being we don't have enough land over there, council land, that's why I put that as a minimum of indoor and outdoor swimming pool. But of course, if we can acquire a decent amount of land to build something decent. Thank you.
As an aquatic centre.
Aquatic centre. Apologies.
Thank you, Councillor Kesich. Any further questions before I move and second this again? No? Moved by Councillor Kesich, seconded by. Do I have a second of the motion?
I'm happy to second that.
Councillor Mendez. Moved by Councillor Kesich, seconded by Councillor Mendez. Does any councillor oppose the motion? All those in favour of the motion? I declare the motion carried. Notice motion 540, Councillor Medlick.
Yes, Mr. Mayor, this is similar to the one that we had previous. However, mine goes into a slightly different angle. I'm moving that the officers prepare a report, one, revising the location of the proposed aquatic centre in the Eastern Corridor and provide alternative locations in or closer proximity to Caroline Springs than what is currently proposed. To provide a list of possible sites that council owns or could potentially purchase within the year in the Eastern Corridor to build the aquatic centre, example, sites along or near Taylor's Road. 3, that consideration be given for the 2018-19 budget deliberations for the purchase of the land for the Aquatic Centre to expedite the project and bring it forward in the Capital Works program. And I'd also like to include an extra dot point, that 4, that the report include the costs and implications of potentially moving the location from the current Fraser's Rise site.
Thank you, Councillor.
And yeah, that's all right.
I'm not going to ask my question. Maybe I might, I don't know.
Councillor Medley, would you like to ask any questions before I second, get that seconded?
Yes, I've got a question for... I'm just asking, because it's similar but not the same to the previous notice of motion, what happens in the case where... In my notice of motion, it doesn't provide for an outdoor and indoor area, because I personally don't feel that the outdoor element is financially viable for us as council. As we know, Melton Waves has an outdoor element and it's rarely used, and I think it's a waste of space. So when these, I'm assuming one report will address both issues, but what will happen in that instance, because I don't agree with an outdoor element?
We, through you, Mr. Mayor, I would suggest that there will be two separate reports, and they'll deal with the specifics of each of the elements.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Ideally, we will endeavour also to present those two reports on the same agenda.
Yeah. Thank you.
Mr. Mayor, sorry, just with the mover's permission, I have an additional point for the mover to consider, if that's possible, please.
What is it?
You have to consider another point.
If the mover can include Clarks Road and Western Highway as a potential site for the Aquatic Centre, if so, I'm happy to second it, Mr. Mayor.
I think it's looking at many sites, but... What's up,
I'm happy for that, Mr. Mayor.
I just think because it's got direct freeway access, it just makes it easier for people to attend.
Moved by Councillor Medlick, seconded by Councillor Bushy. Does any councillor oppose the motion? All those in
Mr. Mayor, could I seek clarification, please?
Certainly can.
Thank you. The first two dot points are basically covered in the motion previously. The third dot point is that consideration be given to the in the 2018-19 budget deliberations for the purchase of the land. Well, yes, we did deliberate. That's about the only word for it. But it's as Councillor Maidlick and Councillor Bushy both know, the mover and seconder of this, that the land's not ready and won't be for another 2 years. So I don't want to give my community, that being the whole of our municipality, a false sense of understanding that we're going to put that money aside when the land isn't ready for purchase. I don't mind the report at the cost and implications of moving it from Fraser's Rise, and I don't mind dot point 5 even, but 1 to 3 I oppose, because 1 to 3 is covered already, and 3... I oppose, because I don't want to give my community a false sense of security.
So, Mr. Mayor, what Councillor Ramsey is saying is that she's happy for the report, but then she's preempting that the report's going to stick with Fraser Rise. We're saying let's revise to see if there's any potential, if there's any other potential land. So if there's other potential land...
Point of order, Mr. Mayor. Councillor Maidlick can't put words into my mouth. I said 1 and 2 have been... I've got an opposition to dot point 3 for the consideration be given to the 2018-19 budget, when both councillors, the mover and the seconder, both know the land isn't ready to be purchased.
Sorry, when Councillor Ramsey is saying when the land is not ready to be, which land is she referring to?
The one in Fraser's Rise.
But we're having a report for alternative locations as well as Fraser Rise, so how can you know if the land's not going to be ready in 2 years? How do you know which land the officers are going to be putting in this report?
Well, then we can't really be discussing the purchase of land until a full report comes to council.
But what I'm saying is let's put in a provision, and what you're saying that the land isn't available, which land?
You cannot pluck dollars. Sorry, Mr. Mayor, we're out of order, but
just carry on.
You cannot pluck mystery dollars out of nowhere with no evidence base. So wait for the report. And Councillor Kesich has already moved it.
It's for consideration. It's not to commit to anything. Councillor Ramsey? I'm sorry, I missed that.
Please, Mr. Mayor, I'm not Councillor Ramsey.
No, I wasn't.
You looked at me and you said Councillor
Ramsey. No, I wasn't. I don't want to. No, no, Mario. Mario, you cannot interrupt. Please sit down, Mario. Mario, please. Don't have me throwing you out again, please.
Mr. Mayor, we had discussions at we had discussions on Budget Day regarding this, and if the officers could please explain whether the land in Fraser Rise is available for purchase, or at least DCs are available, and also whether the other land that we're going to look at could potentially be available.
I think that will come back in the report, won't it?
Exactly.
It's for consideration.
But Mr. Mayor, I'm only saying it because Councillor Ramsey's opposed to that section of, so no, I'm assuming we're going into debate with this one.
Maybe Councillor Ramsey.
No.
See, you're getting Ramsey again. It's because of that top year on Saturday. Maybe Councillor Mayor, taken by Councillor Debussy. Does any Councillor oppose the motion? We're going into debate. Councillor Medley.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Councillors, I have been receiving some feedback from residents asking why the council decided to place the future aquatic centre in Fraser's Rise area. What my notice of motion is asking is for a very brief report to ensure our residents that we as council have exhausted all areas of locating the best possible location for the future aquatic centre. It is a huge investment, so we want to ensure council is making the right decision in location of a potential $50 to $60 million project. So I believe a brief report from the officers is not an unreasonable request. But my notice of motion also goes one step further than this. It is asking that consideration be given for the 18-19 budget to include a provision for the land to be secured in this upcoming financial budget. That way, council can rest assured that it can begin with a negotiation of the land early and hopefully even purchase the land, securing it for a future aquatic centre site. I do thank my fellow councillors for supporting me on my initiative to build an aquatic centre in the Eastern Corridor so many years ago. And I know that half of us have gone on that journey, but I think it's timely for this new council to also be a part of the journey. And in this report, it'll assist and confirm that if anything has changed in regards to land availability since the strategic document was endorsed, I am hoping that this report will highlight that to us as council, but more importantly to our residents. And I ask now once again that my fellow councillors support me in my endeavour to hopefully secure the land for an aquatic centre in the Eastern Corridor sooner, and in turn begin the project sooner so that our residents can enjoy what will be a state-of-the-art facility. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Councillor Ramsey.
Thank you. I think I was the one that seconded the aquatic centre journey quite some time ago, Councillor Madlick, if you recall. So at the end of the day, I want to see something, an aquatic centre, happen for the Eastern Corridor. Councillor Kesich's 15.3, or what was it, motion number 539 got up. That's going to explore the options and the sites. So whatever journey, it should be covered in that report. As for setting aside money in the budget when we've been clearly told, yes, there are DCs, and when they're available, when the land's available, we'll pounce on it. But there's no point putting out or giving anyone false hope that it's going to happen in the 2018-19 budget. As for, I commend you on the report saying, referring to the cost and the implications of Fraser Rise, and also widening the scope that Councillor Bushy had to put in. But I believe that the earlier notice of motion will cover most of that.
Thank you, Councillor Ramsey. Councillor Bushy.
Nothing further to add, except if we are exploring, even if there was five notices of motion in this regard, we are exploring every opportunity to not only secure a site in the Eastern Corridor, but to bring about this project sooner, because our residents are waiting for it. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Councillor Kesich.
Mr. Mayor, I believe that my notice of motion was substantial, and I think that the second one, it's really just a waste of time. Thank you.
Councillor Hardy.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Look, I think at the end of the day, I think everybody's talking on the same wavelength here, that there is a need for a second facility in Melton. The only thing we're debating here is location. I think we need to bring the report forward as soon as practicable in order to ensure that we pick up the right parcel of land and make the right decision, Mr. Mayor, and I think that's imperative. And right, I would suggest that we take that forward to the officers to have that report made available as soon as practicable. And noting that the budget report is we don't have the money nor do we have the resources there at this point in time. But once we have full knowledge, we may be able to allocate in forward estimates. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Hardy. Councillor Mendes.
I would actually like to support it on the basis that as a teacher in the Caroline Springs area, there is now a high need for a pool that is more suitable than going to Melton Waves every time and travelling up there for the outdoor sports programs that they run, for the swimming carnivals and for all swimming lessons that they run. At the moment, it's a struggle to get a timetable to work to go through swimlands and other centres in the area, and I just don't think they're suitable for swimming lessons.
Thank you. Does any other council wish to say anything? Councillor Carling.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Mr. Mayor, I fully support Councillor Maidlick on this, and I know when we're speaking about aquatic centre, and I know sitting on the last term as a councillor, we all were wanting an aquatic centre, but I know that it's a real... it's something that Councillor Maidlick has really pushed for, and I know that if I could say it's her baby, the aquatic centre over in the Eastern Corridor. When everybody's saying that this notice of motion and the one previously are exactly the same, I don't see them as exactly the same. I see Councillor Maidlick's with a lot more information, or asking for a lot more information, and especially finding out the costings and things like that, as in moving it to what the proposed location is. But if I could just say, I fully support an aquatic centre in the Eastern Corridor, in the Eastern Corridor. I'm not, today my words are all mumbling, but and well done, Councillor Maidlick.
Does any other councillor wish to have any input into this? Hold on. Councillor Millett.
Mr. Mayor, to say one motion is worse than the other is really disappointing for my fellow councillors. When we had the notice of motion prior, that is specifically asked for a Caroline Springs leisure centre. Now, a leisure centre, in my point of view, is not an aquatic centre. And As we saw the Capital Works program, there is nothing in there for the next 5 years to secure any land. So for a fellow councillor to say, I'm fully supportive of an aquatic centre in the Eastern Corridor and not secure the funding, whether it's DCs, developer contributions or rates, Mr. Mayor, I think it's really sad. And I think it's really sad when a fellow councillor, it almost feels like favouritism, that one report is, or one notice of motion is better than the other. I was hoping that both reports could come up. I think that's a fair and reasonable request. And whatever the reports may say, let's embrace that. Let's give the councillors and our residents all the information we can have. The previous notice of motion, even though I didn't agree with all of it, I still agreed with it because I want to do everything I possibly can to advocate for an aquatic centre in the Eastern Corridor. Mine's got, in my notice of motion, it's to secure land, it's to make sure that we can go forward quicker, and it also gives consideration, which the previous one didn't, what are the costs if we were to change it? That's also needed too, because if it's in the millions, well then we have to revise that. We have to be smart about this. We have to be frugal about this. Let's not just say, no, I'm going to ignore Councillor Maidlick's because I put mine in first and she put it in a second and Councillor Kesich's is better. Let's embrace both reports. I don't have an issue with that. You know, why can't... It's just a report. And to me, if this one's not supported, I would be really, really disappointed for my fellow councillors. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Maidlick. Sorry, Councillor Kesich, you already spoke.
Okay.
Okay, moved by Councillor Maidlick, seconded by Councillor Abushi. All those in favour of the motion? All those against the motion?
Could I ask for a
motion carried?
Could I ask for a division, Mr. Mayor?
Can't. Call for a division. All those in favour of the motion? Councillor Kesich, Councillor Maidlick, Councillor Abushi, Councillor Carley, Councillor DeSantis, Councillor Mendez, Councillor Turner. All those against the motion? Councillor Hardy, Councillor Ramsey. I declare the motion carried. A division carried. That's fine, Councillor Ramsey. We understand that. Item 15.5, Notice Motion 541, Councillor Maidlick.
Yes, Mr. Mayor, I'd like to move that council officers prepare a report outlining the requirements, scope and costs to extend the add-on pavilion at Caroline Springs Leisure Centre and that consideration be given for an allocated budget amount for the design work in the 2018-19 budget deliberations.
Moved by Councillor Maidlick. Does any councillor oppose the motion?
Second. I would like to second it.
Thank you. Can I have a seconder for the motion? Councillor Kesich.
I apologise, Sir John.
Thank you. Moved by Councillor Maidlick. Seconded by Councillor Kesich. Does any councillor oppose the motion? All those in favour of the motion? I declare the motion carried.
Mr. Mayor, could I ask for a division?
Certainly can. Call for a division. All those in favour of the motion? Councillor Hardy, Councillor Kesich, Councillor Maidlick, Councillor Abushi, Councillor Carley, Councillor DeSantis, Councillor Mendez, Councillor Ramsey, Councillor Turner. I declare the division carried. 15.6, Notice of Motion 542. Councillor Carley.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Mr. Mayor, I move the motion that Council write to Vic Roads requesting that they 1. Undertake a thorough investigation into the incidents that have occurred on Vineyard Road and provide Council with the findings and any proposed improvements needed to address the issues. 2. Reduce the speed limit from 80 to 60 on Vineyard Road. And 3. Immediately install safety barriers along Vineyard Road in Diggers Rest, particularly next to the Diggers Rest Medical Centre and the Diggers Rest Early Learning Centre.
Thank you, Councillor Carley. Does any councillor have any questions of Councillor Carley? Do you have a seconder for the motion?
Mr. Mayor, I'm keen to second it. Thank you.
Thank you. Moved by Councillor Carley, seconded by Councillor Kesich. Does any councillor oppose the motion? All those in favour of the motion? I declare the motion carried. Councillors, questions without notice?
Yes, Mr. Mayor.
Councillor Abushi.
I've got two questions, Mr. Mayor. The first question is something that I'm passionate about because I feel for these residents and I think that we need to try and do whatever we can to assist. The question is for Mr. Shannon. Can you please discuss the reasons for the delays in regards to the activation of Ainsbury, including important community and sporting infrastructure? Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, through you, Mr. Mayor. You might recall that when the Ainsbury development was approved around about 15 years ago, the developer of the day, Villawood, entered into an agreement with council which required them to provide certain pieces of infrastructure at certain lot triggers. So, for example, once they produced 1,000 lots, they had to provide for two ovals, a pavilion, a car park and a recreation facility. And then there were various other triggers as the development proceeded, which included significant roadworks connecting through to Exford Road and down to Balland Road, amongst other things, and other community facilities. Unfortunately, since that time, the development's been sold to what's commonly known as the Hyde Property Group, and they've not undertaken any development at the site in Ainsbury for a number of years. And the lot yield is at, from memory, 948 lots, so they haven't reached the first trigger point. And I understand there's been some issues regarding financing the next stage of their development, as well as some issues associated with part of the land that they've since unsold. We have, however, been in recent discussions with senior management at the Hyde Property Group seeking to secure the land for the two active recreation ovals on the western side of the development, and that's been a favourable discussion at this point, and also seeking for them to provide the financial contribution required in the agreement to enable council to initiate the works. That discussion hasn't yet led to a resolution, but there have been positive talks, and I'm hopeful that that can resolve the situation and therefore enable council to enact some of those key activities to provide some local amenity for the residents. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Shannon.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Thank you, Mr. Shannon. My next question is directed to Mr. Heaney. Can you please advise on whether City Vista Reserve will have a shared user arrangement in place with other sporting clubs? If not, can we ask the main user of the club whether access to these facilities can be made available to other clubs? Thank you.
Councillor Bushy, just a quick update on the pavilion and I suppose the whole precinct. George Cross will be under an agreement to manage that total site for a long-term arrangement with council, and have invested quite significantly in the capital to do so. We have been talking to that club about community activities or community activation on that, and I know only as late as last Friday they were already organising a time to talk to the principal adjacent of that school, the secondary school, on the same precinct. And we've encouraged them through all of our discussions from even when council endorsed it, to have that facility available for community use within reason. But again, council won't have the responsibility of booking this facility. It will solely be under the responsibility of George Cross.
Thank you, Mr. Heaney.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Well done.
Yep.
Does any other council? Councillor Ramsay.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The intersection of Norton Drive and High Street has been one that Council has been advocating very strongly to Vic Roads and indeed the Roads Minister in recent times for them to upgrade that intersection and provide traffic signals. We understand that that proposal has proceeded quite significantly within state government and in fact has been put forward for serious consideration as current part of the current budget deliberations. We hope to hear some news on that funding by around about May of this year. In relation to traffic lights at the intersection of Coburn's Road and High Street, that's again a Vic Roads intersection. We have had a number of discussions with the Vic Roads regional manager regarding that intersection, and whilst they understand the issues, I don't think it's a particularly high priority intersection on their list of issues. However, we'll keep impressing that because it's becoming quite a congested intersection as Melton continues to grow. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Shannon. Does any other councillor have any questions for that notice?
Yes, Mr. Mayor.
Councillor Hardy.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Mayor. Can you give us an update of the installation of safety barriers outside the current or the new YMCA Early Learning Centre at Diggers Rest? And if we haven't engaged with Vic Roads as current, are we, should we engage as an urgency because it is on a sweep and it is in a very dangerous environment?
Through you, Mr. Mayor, I'm just trying to establish the exact location of
the new early learning. That's the new one just opened up. I'm not really familiar, and I was talking to Councillor Mendes, the one in Diggers Fest.
Is it Plumpton Road?
Sorry, Mr. Shannon, I think Mr. Hardy's talking about Vineyard Road, and that was what my notice of motion addressed to write. Yeah,
the new early learning centre, the one that you just opened.
Yeah, the new early learning centre, the YMCA, and next to the medical centre, and that was what my previous notice of motion addressed, that we write to Vic Road.
Terrific.
All good. Motion for that notice.
Yes, Mr. Mayor.
I would like to move that Council provides for an allocated amount in the 2018-19 budget for the preliminary or concept design work for a performing arts centre or a cultural arts centre similar to that of Wyndham Cultural Centre, and for it to be located at Caroline Springs next to the Caroline Springs Library, which was the original intended location for this particular site, and for the provision of funding for the centre to be considered within the Capital Works Program in the 2020-2021 and 21-22 budget.
Do you have that written, Councillor Medley?
Yes.
Does any other councillor have any notes without a motion?
Yes, Mr. Mayor, I have two.
Councillor Ramsey.
It's funny how the Performing Arts Centre, which is in the budget, is looking for a location. Councillor Maidlick always jumps on the bandwagon.
Point of order. Councillor Ramsey, please.
Do you want to get off your soapbox, Councillor Ramsey?
Councillor Maidlick, please sit down. Councillor Maidlick, please sit down. Councillor Ramsey, please.
Some people just.
Councillor Maidlick, please. Councillor Ramsey, please keep your comments to yourself.
Please
keep your comments to yourself. Leave your comments to yourself or leave the chamber. It's your choice.
My motion without notice is I wish to include these items for consideration in the current 2018-19 budget deliberations. 1, the cost of options for sealing treatments of Ryan Lane for the intersection of Ryan's Lane and Mountain Highway for about a kilometre into Ryan's Lane, a $5 increase to the pensioner rebate, the permanent closure of Sherwin Court, Melton, so trucks don't use shortcuts onto the Melton Highway, the public artwork at the entrances along the Western Highway, especially around the Melton Township in Caroline Springs, and 2 City of Melton signs similar to the one at Hannah Watts Park, which clearly identifies community groups, one possibly at Caroline Springs and the other possibly at Diggers Rest.
Thank you. Do you have that written?
Yeah, I have actually.
You can pass it in, please. Councillor Carley.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Mr. Mayor, my first one is that council officers prepare a report and investigate what park infrastructure is needed to activate the space reserve located on the corner of Jacaranda Drive and Webbs Avenue, Taylor's Hill. And the second one is that council officers investigate additional parking options around Taylor's Hill Primary School, and that a report please come to council.
Thank you. Does any other councillor have a motion without notice?
Yes, Mr. Mayor.
Councillor DeSantis.
Righto, Mr. Mayor. I've got two. My first one is that council officers provide a detailed report listing all of Mountain City Council's property interests. The report should also include a description of the properties, including the size of allotment of land and buildings, etc., and its location. If owned, leased or otherwise, any income derived from each property. If leased, the name of the lessee and or company involved. Details of agreements, including use of land or building, and lease timeframes and the zoning that applies to the land. And the second one, that council support the state government's recent initiative of establishing a number of family violence hubs, and that council write to the family violence minister seeking consideration for such a family violence hub to be established within the city of Melton. And 2, so that's the same one, that's the first bit. Second bit is that council officers provide a list of possible sites and explore spaces or options that may facilitate or influence the state government to provide services specifically related to family violence.
Thank you.
Thank you. You have that in writing, yes? You can pass in. Councillor Bushy.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The council officers provide a report on the existing Caroline Springs Library Civic Centre usage, the option for extension to the western side of the building with a focus on increasing patronage. And the second one, Mr. Mayor, the council officers prepare a report to council on options available to improve parking arrangements in the Esplanade Caroline Springs.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr.
Mayor.
The officers already have it.
Very good. No more motions without notice, Councillor?
I have one more, if Councillor I can, Ramsey. Mr. Mayor. Thank you. That council officers explore the options and bring back a report to council of multi-storey car park, the potential of multi-storey car parks in both the Mountain Township and also Caroline Springs.
Thank you, Councillor Ramsey. We want to urgent business. Does any council have any other urgent business? We're moving on to confidential business.
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to move a recommended procedural motion that pursuant to Section 89/2 of the Local Government Act 1989, the meeting be closed to the public to consider the following reports that are considered confidential for the reasons indicated 19.1, 19.2.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for attending this evening.
Second.
Feel free to help yourself.
Mr. Mayor.
Comments, okay. Feel free to help yourself to some refreshments. Moved by Councillor Mirlik, seconded by...
I'd like to second that, thanks, Mr. Mayor.
Councillor Carley. Does any councillor oppose the motion? All those in favour? I declare the motion carried.
Get out of here. Quickly. We'll just...